This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Carolyn Carter with the Midwest Black Rodeo.
I have a history with the Bill Pickett Rodeo. I ran the rodeo for about 10 years as general manager, but I started with it in 1984 when Lou Besson created the rodeo. So I got all of my knowledge from rodeo production by having to go through that struggle. And it was about 30, 40 years of doing that Bill Pickett Rodeo that I learned all my skills that I do have now. And like I said, when sometimes the promoters that put these rodeos on, they're not in it for the contestants. They're in it for the dollars that it brings to them. And we are different. We rarely ever make any money, and that's the God's honest truth. We make enough money to pay our bills and get out of that town without owing anybody anything, including my staff. And that's been my goal from the beginning. If I can make enough to cover our expenses, I'm good with that. And I know that I've brought a quality rodeo to the public that don't get to see Black Rodeo because the bigger shows don't come to Athens or Huntsville or the smaller towns. Like, I went to Marietta, Georgia last year for Juneteenth, and it was absolutely amazing. But the bigger shows don't come there. But here's what they don't know is we're still the same people. We're the bigger show, just in a smaller form of overhead. So that's what me and my guys do. We all travel together. It's like a big family, actually. Go to my website at the original Midwest Invitational Rodeo.com.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.